fuck you guys. I'm not even gonna say hi anymore. I'm just
kidding. It's like, hey, what do you guys want?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's fucking, it's another night. I don't fucking know what it is. Sorry, man. Anyways, we're here for another one. We missed last week. Super sorry about that. It's me, Bryce Meehan, one of your hosts of the Off My Chest podcast. And across from me is old Alex Hebert. Old, you're not old. yeah, man. So we're back again. Yeah. Sorry about the delay. You were dead.
Yeah, I was.
You gave me a late text on it.
I was sitting there laying there. Woke up Tuesday morning and I'm like, I'm just like, man, I don't feel good. I took a Dramamine to try to settle my stomach. About 30 seconds later, I went.
Isn't Dramamine what you take like when you're on a boat or something? Like when you're
supposed to settle your stomach, like motion sickness, something like that.
Gotcha.
But I went and I literally threw that up about 30 seconds later. And then I proceeded.
Well, no wonder it didn't fucking help. Reach in there and fucking re-swallow that shit.
I proceeded to go and I think I literally weighed myself just to see the amount I was throwing up and it was coming out of both ends. I lost 5 pounds in a day.
I love that you weighed yourself.
I don't know why, because I'm like, it literally, as I'm puking, I'm like, I bet I'm losing weight.
I'm telling you, man, I always used to say I just want to go to military boot camp just so I could lose the weight, or I want to get stranded on an island just long enough to fucking get skinny and ripped.
You look and you're like,
I guess I'd never be skinny, but you know what I mean. Because as of right now, it takes me a long fucking time. I can do it. We've seen me do it twice, but it takes me way too long to get there. And it takes a lot of eating correctly, not drinking beer.
And that's no
which
fun.
Is not going to...
That's not fun.
I'm over that point in my life. I don't even know where to start. We have so many fucking things to talk about. Sports-wise, yada, yada, yada.
Well, it's... today was...
let's talk with that. Yeah.
Voting day.
Today was... you're supposed to vote. If you didn't fucking vote, you missed it.
Bastards.
Okay. Can't do it tomorrow.
Nah.
So I don't want to hear you bitch about what's happening in our country and yada, yada, yada when you had a chance to help.
Exactly. And the one thing I can say, and probably both of you, you know, we've both said, whether you vote for one side or the other, just go out, vote. Just do it.
It's for sure.
But the biggest thing out of any state, any election, was Baltimore was trying to pass a proposition called Proposition P to legalize murder.
Come on.
I'm serious. City of Baltimore had to go and put out a Facebook post and a tweet saying, we apologize for a, end quotes, clerical error of a proposition, Proposition P, trying to legalize murder. Please vote no on this.
Please vote no. So what happens if...
That's what I thought.
If the people voted in,
there's enough people.
Gonna have, what's that fucking movie, The Purge?
Yeah, exactly. The thing I don't get is I mean, there was how many votes for the stupid gorilla in the presidential election? There's enough people that go and they say,
Harambe?
Yeah. There's enough people that are going to go.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there are enough people that are going to go and say, you know what? This will be funny. What if it gets on?
Yeah. Well, and then it takes a while to get off, so you shoot somebody the next day. It's legal.
Exactly.
Sorry, bro.
Exactly. They're like, yeah.
All these wives are going to go, or fucking whoever is going to go fucking, if this gets legalized, I mean, obviously it's not going to happen, but hypothetically, it would be fucking hilarious because everybody that ever wanted to take somebody out on that fucking day would make it happen.
Yeah, the amazing part is they just...
And in Baltimore, of all places, that's very funny.
They noticed and they're like, you know what? It's amazing, but the amount of life insurance policies taken out on that day was astounding.
Yeah, how do you fucking fuck that up, though? I mean, I'm honestly asking, how do you clerically type in murder will be legal and nobody fucking just grazed over it on the fucking ballots?
I got no idea. There's probably some kid, you know, some 21-year-old kid getting paid $14 an hour. I'm saying 21-year-old kid hates his job. He's like, you know what? These bastards don't read this shit. You know what? Let's see. Proposition P.
Yeah, I know. P is the crazy. I mean, getting to that letter as well.
It should have been like M.
For murder?
Exactly.
Mayhem.
Ooh.
What else we got?
Or maybe they did P for purge.
Oh. I already said that, bro.
Nah.
But I mean, I'm going to go with you on it. Other weird shit that I fucking read throughout the week. Let me see here. There was a fucking... this one got sent to me a couple days ago. An English bulldog bites off Scottish man's peanut butter smeared genitals.
That's going to be hard to explain.
My favorite part is, I mean, we've all been there, right? We put some fucking, no, just kidding.
You know, we're lonely. We're like, you know, we send out the text. No one answers. It's just like, come here.
That late night call?
Yeah. Come here, Fido.
God, I don't know what the fucking, the draw is to put fucking, to have a dog. I mean, maybe it feels good. I don't know. I've never been that horny that I can't just jack off.
Yeah. I'd love to know how old.
Well, and a bulldog. Aren't those dogs pretty tame? I mean, bulldogs are small. I mean, think of the position he would have had to be in for his dog to be fucking.
That's got to be hard to explain.
Enjoy those visuals.
Yeah. That takes a definition of a dog lover to a whole new level. I really hope it was some 40-year-old dude married since he was like 18 and he has to explain to his wife, how did the dog bite your genitals off?
Fuck, I'd rather.
Jif.
Jeez. Jif. Well, honey, I was trying to do a Scottish accent. Wait, you do it because you always fuck it up. Guys, wait for it. Show your best Scottish accent.
Hang on. I need beer for this.
I'm trying to think in my head.
I got nothing. I'm not even going to try. I was sitting
alone. The last time you tried an Irish one or something like that, it was fucking not even fucking close.
Top of the morning. Why didn't you go and just lick the peanut butter off my genitals? That was terrible. That was a little bit better than the last one I tried. It was
way better than last time.
But still, not good.
Oh, my God.
speaking of
which, let's fucking do that again.
Speaking of sex.
I'd love to.
Billy Idol got sued.
Billy Idol, the musician?
Yes.
Why?
Apparently,
Billy Idol's the shit, dude.
Yeah. Apparently he is... apparently he is doing a thing in Vegas. I don't know if it's a residency or just there for a while. Whatever.
What's he doing?
Well, apparently this girl went out there.
Apparently.
What happened was... she'd gone out and apparently was able to talk to Billy Idol.
And what? Like, got his number?
I don't know if it was like backstage or after, whatever. But she went and he said, hey, do you want to come back to my room? She's like,
well, fuck yeah, I do.
She's like, well, sure. She goes back to his big old suite that he has and...
No, keep going, bro. I want to hear the story with this in the background.
Apparently he went and they got up to the room. They just sat there and talked. Then she left. She's suing him because Billy Idol did not bang her.
Oh, because he did not bang
yes.
her.
Yes.
Oh, I missed the entire fucking beginning of the story. Yeah. I was too busy trying to find this song. Hold on. Oh, dude, it's so good. It only makes me think of The Wedding Singer. You know what I mean?
Imagine right now, you're on.
Hi, Linda. You're a bitch.
Imagine this now, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 80s. You're on a boat.
Billy Idol won't fuck you.
You're on a boat in Miami. You're wearing a Don Johnson jacket. Fuck wind yeah, blowing you through your hair. You've just done a line of coke. You have a girl who you think she looks 18. You see people swimming. You're thinking,
I can swim.
Do they live here? Are they coming from another country?
Oh, fuck. That's too far, bro.
What, Cuba?
Cuba?
Oh, yeah, like that. Yeah, like that's never happened before.
Do they swim there?
Yeah, no, they swim. Some people swim.
Dude, fuck.
Some guy just went and swam across England.
Oh, I saw that. It's on a documentary. I literally just saw the...
It took him like 105 days or something.
They documented the entire thing and the amount of food he was eating. And he was in the water for like, I think I read 18 hours a day or something like that. Something insane.
They said he burned 500,000 calories.
Wow.
I
gotta find that story now. He swam across where?
He swam across England.
Well, he can't swim across England.
Well, the United Kingdom.
The land.
Yeah. I'm like,
you didn't get it. I was saying, how could he swim across England with a freaking Ross? Is it Ross Edgley?
That sounds English.
Oh, he did it for Red Bull. That makes sense. Everything you need to know. No, that's not the guy. This isn't who I was talking about. The strongman reveals what his 2,000-mile odyssey will take and what he's even attempting. 2,000 miles. There's a guy, there's another older guy that I saw when we were watching TV the other
day. This one was just recently.
This one, I don't know if he finished, obviously, because they've been documenting it now. It's a TV show, so obviously it's been done for a while. They had to edit it. Yeah. But, fuck that, dude. And these, I mean, I'm for real. Like, you know me. I'm from the beach. I'm comfortable in the ocean. But when you're fucking in, you're just swimming without anything around you. Like that one dude that did it, and they put him like in a cage so that nothing could touch him.
Yeah,
cool. But these fucking freeform open swimmers with fucking just. I mean, I guess you're not even thinking about that at that point. You're just thinking of how to. But fuck the training alone.
And not die.
I mean, to be on the ocean, the fucking middle of the ocean. I'm talking World War II. You're playing Crash fucking middle of the ocean. And fucking just be. No. Like, I mean, I love the ocean. I fucking love the ocean. But that's a. She's a scary motherfucker.
Do you think you've gone, considering the amount that he swam in probably 100 days, do you think you've swam that far in your life total?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I've paddled on a 1,000 surfboards and, I mean, boogie boards and fucking, you know, I don't think so. I mean, that's fucking, yeah. That's so far. I mean, that if I, because I would go every morning for an hour and a half. No, I still don't even think, even through middle school and high school, surfing every morning before school during the summer. No, I mean, I just, and we weren't that fucking far. I mean, maybe we were fucking 50 feet out, but fucking miles off the fucking coast and just like, well, this boat may be able to grab me right before the fucking, yeah. Ugh.
You hope so.
That, well, we just saw the 60-minute Australia thing. Would you have something to say? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's amazing. You see these stories of these people that like do these freeform swims or they climb up a mountain without a...
I just saw that dude.
Yeah.
scaling a mountain with, or fucking a mountain face. Not even a fucking mountain. Don't even call it a mountain. It's just a face of a mountain, flat, fucking with nothing. And they're like... the documentary I was seeing is he's like the mind frame you have to be in to fucking do that, to not look down and get freaked the fuck out that nothing is holding you. If one slip, you're gone forever.
Oh, those are those videos you see and you just literally your hand. We were just talking about this the other night. Sweating, yes.
Yeah, like people like climb the fucking cranes and they're like hanging on with one hand. Like, no, you fucking idiot. Like,
it just puckers. Yeah, just puckers my butthole watching it. And then you notice they're all Russian.
Yeah. Russians are fucking nuts, man. Jeez. But this, I was watching this 60 Minutes Australia thing, and this guy is a professional surfer. He's like a 5-time world champion or something like that, and a fucking great white comes. He's fucking on his board. It fucking pulls him down, but grabs his board or something like that, and it doesn't actually bite any limbs off or anything like that. He actually gets away, and he saw the shark come around and turn around, and he fucking took his board and put it in between him or something like that, and fucking, and then he started to swim away, and he had the fucking know-how to fucking go, wait a second, I'm not going to outswim a shark. He's like, so I turned around and was looking for it because he thought, well, I don't want to get fucking bitten in the, like, if I'm going to get bit, I want to know where it's coming.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a crazy fucking little 20-minute piece, man. God. But could you imagine a fucking great white and then fucking being like, you know what? I'm not going to swim for my life.
I wonder,
I'm going to fucking turn around and fucking, if it's going to happen, I'm going to wait for
it. Yeah, I was just going to say that. I don't know. It just seems like that's one of those where you hear those stories of soldiers that went into battle and it's them against like, and there's 50 people coming and they're like, you know what? There's a chance I die, but if I die, I'm going to go out
I'm going to go out on my terms.
Firing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you hear those stories. This guy's like, they're like, somehow he had 9 bullets, but he killed 50 people.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Well, one of my coworkers was telling me, I forget who he said, but someone in World War II or something like that, it was one guy and he killed like 109 people.
Audie Murphy?
Who is it?
Audie Murphy?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember the name, but it was like something like, how many? Like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you tell me 10, I'm still fucking like, how? Like, how the fuck?
Hell, five is, you're like, wow.
Yeah, no, for sure.
10, you're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my, my thing is never being in that mind frame and never having to, you know, decide you or me.
Yeah.
I guess that's a really big thing. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with concealing carry. You know, like I always tell you, I hope that I never have to use a gun on anybody, you know, but if it's you or my family or you or me, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah.
You fucked up, you know? And it may fuck up for me. I mean, you may be better than me, but I'm at least going to risk it.
Yeah. How did we get from Billy Idol to this?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't fucking know. But I have a fucking sweet-ass fucking story. So this fucking doctor, I don't know, stop me if you've heard it, because you probably haven't.
A woman walks into the doctor.
Yeah. So I guess this longtime doctor in Tennessee fucking had this patient forever, talks them into letting them borrow $300,000 to help their dying practice.
Oh, shit.
Fucking, it dies, or it doesn't die, or something like that. Oh, it doesn't die, obviously, because then he fucking diagnoses the lady with fucking dementia to say that she never fucking lent him the money.
What a fuck. What a fuck.
Could you imagine, dude? Just be like, what?
Yeah,
what's going on with you?
Why? And if you think, and that woman's probably thinking, she's like, I wonder for half a second, she's thinking like,
wait a second, did I?
Where did this money go? Yeah,
I don't just know how the fuck you get off, like, thinking that they don't have bank records, or, like, it's not like you can pull out $300,000 cash and not have a fucking paper trail.
Exactly, yeah, I mean.
Unless it was in her mattress, fuck. I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like you said, you know, there's bank transfers, it shows from one account to the other, or.
Exactly.
After this particular amount of time, you just start writing, you know, withdrawing giant sums of money. Where was this money going?
Yeah.
Oh, there's someone you say you lent $300,000 to.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can put two and two together.
Yeah, so that now they're suing, and the doctor's going to lose everything, obviously, just because, you know, you can't just fucking misdiagnose people.
Yeah, I was going to say that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah. A little bit of a malpractice there.
A little bit.
But the fucking craziest thing that I had this week, and then we'll move on with sports and all that shit. Well, we have other shit, but... The fucking lady, did you see this lady that fucking says she fucked ghosts? Like, and is dead fucking serious on this story?
Sounds like the start of a porno.
I swear to Jesus. I watched this story. It's a woman, again, out of Australia or something like that, or the UK. And she says that she's had sex with 20 ghosts and is now engaged to one. Also joined to the Mile High Club with that said ghost spirit fucking... whatevs. I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna play a clip of it just because it's people need to hear the fucking.
Do you think the ghost paid for a ticket?
No, that's the thing. She was leaving. She thought, oh my god, I feel heartbroken. I'm never gonna be able to see. Let me see, woman ghost. I don't even know what to look up. Let's hope fucking YouTube doesn't die on us. A woman ghost sex. Look, this is going to pull up some great shit. I gave up sex with men. I gave up sex with men to have sex with ghosts. These headlines are fucking hilarious. I'm going to marry my ghost. Okay, let's see if this is it.
Sometimes I love the internet.
Oh my god, dude.
Let's meet Amethyst. Amethyst Realm, who was here a little while
Amethyst.
Ago. Amethyst, you have a perhaps you'd like to explain this. What is your relationship with ghosts?
As of last weekend, I am engaged to be married to one.
Right. So you came on here a little while ago, and you were saying that you saw ghosts and that you actually had relationships with them. This is what you said when you came on first of all.
They're very nice.
So we're hoping to get a hand fasting ceremony soon. So
oh, lovely.
Hand fasting.
Oh, is that like a marriage?
Yeah, it's kind of like a spiritual marriage.
Yeah. Sound like a hand job?
So it's gone further now. This is actually become a very serious relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pat, would you tell us who with?
Yes. So we've a spirit that I met out in Australia at the start of this year.
Yeah.
I don't know much about his past, other than, but it feels like it's very ancient, it's very wise, been around for a long time.
In Australia? Ancient in Australia?
Yeah.
So maybe he must be an Aboriginal or something like that, mustn't he?
I couldn't say. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's where he's originally from. He could be from anywhere.
Because he does travel, doesn't he?
Seems to, which is rare for spirits.
So how did you get engaged? Like, how does that happen?
We were at Wookie Hole last weekend on a tour, and he asked me to hang back just from the rest of the tour group. And
could you
propose to me?
Did he talk to you?
So it's the first time I ever properly heard his voice. It sounded like it was echoing throughout the whole cave.
Right, so are there actual words?
There was then, yeah. He asked, will you marry me?
In a voice.
And she sounds serious as already.
Like, oh, yeah. She's fucking, that's
and
what
so
I'm saying.
So this is all happening in your head?
It's difficult to explain. Like, it's kind of...
It's kind of like I'm fucking with everyone.
Outside.
Because you saw him in Australia, and he said that he desperately wanted to take you to Weston-super-Mare.
Not in Australia, that was...
Yeah, but over here. So he was good. So did he travel with you?
I mean, that's enough for you to get that it's fucking insane.
That's not a cock. This is a cock.
But dude, that's fucking real. Yeah, so the story goes on, dude, like that literally, like, she's like, oh, I thought... Like, if you guys haven't looked it up, just look up what I just looked up, like woman's ghost sex.
Use it on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube, because if you look it up on Google, you might come across
get some
shit.
Weird shit. But literally fucking, she's dead serious, deadpan, and they're fucking trying to understand it and be the best, like, you know what I mean, best morning talk show host that they can, looking at this lady that's literally saying she's had relations with over 20 ghosts and that she joined the Mile High Club with the one that you just heard that she's falling in love with. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That I guarantee you those reporters were sitting there and they came in drinking their tea and they're like
she's like I don't really know, like, I mean, maybe he liked, I mean, I think he wanted to like fuck me, but he wouldn't like say that because he doesn't actually talk, so
go and they're
it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they come in, they're like, so what are we covering today? They're like, oh, we're covering the weather, we're covering soccer, and we have this woman coming in that says she's had sex with ghosts. And then we're covering, it's like, no.
Yeah, wait a second, back up.
Repeat that.
Oh, we're covering soccer.
It's like, no. Weather? No. Sex with ghosts. That one.
Yeah, no, that's not weird. My thing is just, I mean, fuck, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a big believer in that shit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if someone can prove it to me, it's the same reason, like, with all these ghost shows, and they go on for 8 seasons, and we still haven't seen a fucking, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if it wasn't for that, then, you know, if, you know, the to be determined, it's out there, then you wouldn't have these Bigfoot shows or the alien shows or
Loch
Ness shows. But you watch.
Fuck, I believe Bigfoot more than I believe a fucking ghost. Like, I mean.
You watch some of those Bigfoot.
That's at least human-esque.
Yeah, you watch some of those Bigfoot shows, and you're just like, shit, this is entertaining.
I mean, fuck. My thing is, because they were even asking her, like you know, because is it just like a feeling? Because, and they were like, so did you guys just do it right? Why didn't you just do it right there in your seat if no one can see him? And she deadpan fucking looks at this dude, and it's like, we just didn't like want everybody watching. He's like, fucking, what?
Yeah.
My thing is, are you just like having such vivid imagination, you diddling yourself, that you're fucking like, oh, it's a spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're sitting there and all of a sudden some family's on something and they're like, dad's like, that woman's taking her pants off. It's like, what is
her.
Yeah, it's like, what is she doing? And all of a sudden this woman's like, honey, shh.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah, I don't know, man. But I guess she's like supposed to be like one of those, what do they call it? Like a medium.
Yeah.
So she's already, obviously her name's fucking something Realm.
Yeah.
So Anethyst. Anethyst Realm.
That is different.
And that's not her real name, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, we do have another sex story.
Oh, yeah?
This show is going to be called The Sex Show.
The Sex Show. We're actually giving up on Off My Chest, guys. Welcome. This is the first episode of...
Basement.
It's actually episode 20.
I know.
That's fucking insane to think about, too. Before we get into the sex, we haven't been talking about sex yet. It's fucking episode 20. That's pretty good. Besides, it's missing last week, which was your fault.
Yeah. Yeah,
How many more do we have until fucking Christmas? Are we going to be able to get that many in? Will we be at 25?
Yeah.
25? 26? Would it be 25 on Christmas?
Yeah.
There it is. Jesus' birthday.
And we plan that out.
Yeah. that we totally believe. Oh. I think we've fucking been planning all of this out. All right, well, tell me your sex story, bro. I'm fucking hard to hear it.
Well, I just have one word for you, and you will go and be interested.
Okay.
Batman.
What about him?
Well, Adam West.
Batman. I am Batman.
Adam West, who played the original Batman, and Frank Gorshin played the original Joker on the original...
That's like old school.
Yeah, the original Batman series.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, back in 60s, when they were both single, they were in L.A., they went to a party.
They fucked.
Kinda.
Oh.
they went to a party, and apparently, it was a party where multiple people get into a room, and they have...
Charades.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought we were spitballing here. Oh, shit.
Two words.
Yeah.
Two words.
First word. Sounds like...
Sounds like boner. But apparently, they were at an orgy.
Mm. But wasn't that normal back then? Like, I mean, fuck, it's still normal. What are we talking about? I'm here for the gangbang. what fucking movie is it?
Old school.
That is old school.
Yeah, where he comes home.
Yeah, he comes home.
Yep. Yeah, and he's like, that's some real hardcore stuff. And he gets into it, and all of a sudden this guy rings the doorbell, and he's like, what the hell are you? And he's like, here for the gangbang? It's like, no.
And that's the fucking, isn't that the director?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Oh.
I can't remember his name.
Is that Todd? No. Todd Phillips?
Is it Todd Phillips? Yeah, because it is Todd Phillips because he's also the director of The Hangover, and he's the one going down on the girl in the elevator.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, which I think if you look, I think he's wearing like the same
Is he?
Yeah.
No, I thought he was like in like a weird like 80s like lapel shirt.
If you look it up, it's like this weird like red and white like velvet like
shirt. Oh, yeah.
I think it's the same thing. I could be wrong, but...
But I think he always does like a little cameo.
Yeah, but apparently...
Anyways, go back to your show.
But apparently, during the...
Tell me about this game of charades. Did they guess it?
That might be the funniest thing that's ever been said on this show.
They fucking would turn the lights off and play Who's in My Mouth.
Three words. Who's in my mouth?
Yeah.
But I guess in the middle of the orgy... Yep. I guess Adam West, who they said was a bit of a prankster, started doing his Batman voice.
Wait, but he didn't really have like a crazy voice back
no,
then.
But he would speak and he's like, you know, he would go and he's like, you know, apparently he'd start going into like dialogue like, well, Robin, we have to go. We have to call Commissioner. I'm doing a William Shatner.
Yeah, why? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can pull something up about him.
But yeah, apparently he started doing lines from the show in his Batman voice. Then Frank Gorshin started doing lines from the show in the Joker voice. Oh, and then they both started laughing. And then I guess the person who was running the thing said, yeah, you two can't come back.
You guys got to go.
Yeah, you're ruining the mood.
All right, let's see. I think this is it. Season 1, Episode 5. There's Joker and Batman. So just imagine these lines fucking sexy or something. Something like that, right? I don't know. There's a fucking ad. God damn it. Nobody's fucking jumping a Kia Forte. This is bullshit. By the way, Kia, if you want to sponsor this podcast.
Go to Kia.com. Use the promo code off my chest for 10% off of Kia.
That's okay, Batman.
Oh,
don't worry.
It's even better.
Thanks, officer.
Thanks, officer.
Police emergency. Clear the museum.
We think there may be a daring crime plotted.
I'm telling you, if you fucking think about this like an orgy, this is going to be the best thing of your life.
He's got to wait for the Joker to come up
and hear their banter.
Yeah.
Strange. Look.
Strange, look.
Joker.
He's included in the Comedian's Hall of Fame after all.
Maybe the paper made a mistake.
Or else.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. The museum is now closing for the day. We will reopen tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Move promptly to the exits, please.
You were saying Batman or else?
I don't know. Museum officials could have heard about the Joker's prison break and hastily included him.
Sure! So as not to enrage him to stealing the jewels!
Or else...
God, Robin was such a fucking tool.
...could be a trick to divert us from his real intentions.
Holy red herring. How will we find out?
Holy blowjob, Batman.
Right, let's skip ahead. Let's see where he's at.
Lock it up good and tight, guard. The Joker's on the loose again.
Oh!
Don't worry about him getting in here, Batman. No, sir. Once I get these doors locked, the museum is burglar-proof. No one could break into it.
This is just our excuse to go and listen to Batman.
Yeah, no
shit. Lock up, Mr. Harvest.
Coming!
Oh! There it was! It fucking made it!
Come, my comic cohort in crime!
Yes, the best
come,
of ever.
Oliver!
Imagine
come,
that laugh.
Stanley!
It's gonna work out any fucking better.
Come, Ernie! W.C. Fields, come!
Oh my god. And him just laughing hysterically.
Batman has been outwitted, and the fabulous jewel collection is ours!
Alright, I'll end it there, but fuck. How fucking great was that? That couldn't have worked out any better.
Oh, that was so good.
Coming. And then it fucking just right into come
early.
Come
WC
on,
Fields,
Urban.
WC come.
Fields, come. Fucking great, man. See, this is when you know you got a good show. When it just fucking works. You don't have to fucking try. It just, that's a random fucking clip.
That worked.
I mean, honestly.
What do you think smelled worse, though? That orgy or a video game contest?
Yeah, you fucking... I remember telling you about this the other night. Fucking, if you guys don't know, these fucking nerds... I'm just kidding. I guess it's Smash... What would I say it was?
Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash. Fucking... I don't know what that is.
It's the... That was the game.
Oh, that's the one where the fucking... It's like a big tournament.
Yeah.
Like, you can pick every character and then you gotta fucking kill each other.
Yeah, it's got, you know, like... Mario, Luigi,
everybody,
yes.
Donkey Kong,
yes,
yeah. No. Now I remember.
All the one in the Nintendo kind of universe.
But the fucking story is that I guess they're now disqualifying players and teams not keeping up with personal hygiene, so they're now passing out fucking deodorant. Are you kidding? You can't get up. I mean, I'm just saying, bro. But I honestly, your question, that orgy probably smelled fucking
probably.
But I mean, charades can get like that. When you fucking just kidding.
What can you imagine? It's just like, what were you doing? I was at an all-night game of charades. Got real crazy.
Got real crazy.
Batman came in. It was a seven-letter word. It was a song. What was a song? Camptown Lady.
That's way more than seven. You had to be there, brother. Well, let's hop into sports, man. Our fucking Chiefs are coming up. Who are we playing this week? We just played the Browns.
Yes.
We went and watched that game.
We got there
some
early.
Some fucking shit fucking calls.
It was.
We did get there early. We got our table reserved. Thank you, Ariel. We appreciate that. Even though you don't listen to this shit, whatever. Fucking, I don't know, man. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the fucking, I don't know. I'm at peace right now.
It's still weird.
Isn't it to see that record next to our name?
Yes.
Dude. Every time I see it,
it makes me.
Look at me! I can't stop grinning.
It makes me so happy because you know, as everyone on this show has known, or the fact of considering the hoodie that I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. Did you win any money?
Double
by the
my
way,
money.
He's wearing a DraftKings hoodie. My bad. Sorry.
Shout out DraftKings.
Yep.
I won like 40, 50 bucks.
Gotcha. So.
It was a good week. Usually every Tuesday I'll go and look and see like who I want to play for like Thursday and then getting into Sunday.
Yeah.
But for Sunday, highest priced quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, his fucking stats, dude. Everybody that's not, I know you're not Chiefs fans, all of you, but I'm just saying.
This is just for us, right here. Yeah. So just go away.
Just hit the plus 15 button 3 times.
Well, 6 probably.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill is one of the highest priced receivers. Kareem Hunt's one of the highest priced running backs. Travis Kelce's the highest priced tight end by a wide margin. Our defense is priced up there.
I know, which is crazy. We were just talking about that too, like how bad everybody was saying our defense was going to be. And we've talked about it on here that we were both worried.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying that I did not believe that as well. But now that I'm seeing it in person week after week, I'm just like, fuck.
We're not a phenomenal defense, obviously, but
no, not at all.
They
not even a highly ranked defense.
They're playing at this point, I'd say average to good.
Yes. Yep.
Average most of the time, good in flashes. And
what do you think about the Cardinals game? You think that's coming up next Sunday?
In all honesty, I'm not too worried. Yeah. Just for the fact of Cardinals fired their head coach or offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They went to a Byron Leftwich who NFL fans, he was the old
quarterback.
Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback, yeah. Who famously one of the best clips ever in his bowl game in Marshall. He had broken his leg on the first play as a final drive, but they didn't have timeouts and he didn't want to come out. So literally you see his teammates get him, like his linemen carry him on his shoulders, like down to where the ball is, and he has to just get in shotgun, and then he throws it. They get him again.
No shit.
Oh, it's insane.
Did they win?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. I gotta look that up. That's
it's
fucking
so
cool.
It's cool.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, he was a tough, tough dude, but they really don't have a lot on offense. I mean, they have their best wide receiver is Larry Fitzgerald, who's been in the league since Kennedy.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, but he's older. He's still good, but he definitely is not nearly as what he used to be.
Sure.
And David Johnson, who is a good, good running back, but when your running game is one of your best things and people know you're going to run 80% of the time, you can put 8-9 in the box and you can stop them pretty easily.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I just, you know, like I said before, I'm it's to the point now where you have to worry about every team because every win right now counts for us to, you know, to do
get a home field and
get all those things that are important.
Yes, yeah.
So even though I would like to discount everybody, you know.
You just don't want to overlook. And
just, as a true fan and Chiefs letting me down, and I'm not saying they're going to let me down, I want the best for everybody.
Exactly. And the fact is, at this point, I mean, I'll have to look like who we play right before we play the Rams.
Yeah.
I think that might be a game that I might worry about.
Before we're in Mexico?
Yes, just for the fact of that game is going to be such a big game. I'm just hoping that's a lot of those.
Well, we have a Thursday game.
Those letdown spots right there.
Because
the
11th we play the Cardinals. Okay. Then it goes through that week. Then we play the Monday night game. So it's the Cardinals.
Next week?
Yeah. Because the 19th is our Monday night game.
And then the week after is probably when we got the bye.
The week after is our bye. Yep. And then we go right in on December 2nd. At Raiders.
That's
then,
a win.
Yeah. Then Ravens at home. And then, that's the Thursday night game.
That Ravens game, their defense is good. That might be it.
Wait, when's the next game? Am I missing something? Oh, so shit. So we do, that's our quick turnaround. The 9th is the Ravens, and then we have a Thursday night game, the 13th, against the Chargers. Yeah.
The good thing,
which is a scary one, because Phillip Rivers is fucking talented.
Yeah, the good thing about the Raiders, again, even if the Raiders were bad, which I think they'd have to improve this year to be bad, Andy Reid legitimately has the best record all time as a head coach coming off the bye week.
Well, I'll fucking take that stat any day of the week.
So,
well, let's fucking let's call up our favorite buddy Ray and get some fucking fantasy for all the cool listeners out there. Hey guys, you want to hear some? All right, let's fucking see if this fucking works. Jesus fucking Christ, can't get shit to work. Let's see what we get here. Now it's ringing.
Hello.
Hello there, Raymond.
Hey, what's
going on, man?
Oh, not a lot.
Living it up. Thanks for fitting us in, man. I know it was a little later than I thought, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
So yeah, we were just talking about coming up. We got the Cardinals for our Chiefs, and then what did we say after that? Who's coming up after
Rams?
Rams. So yeah, we'll first talk with you about it, even though we've been ranting on about it. Anything that you're worried about coming up with the next few teams or anything like that, or what?
No, I mean, at this point, I'm just bored with just winning. I would like to see some tricks, you know.
Yeah.
I want to see Kareem Hunt do a backflip over somebody.
Yeah, that fucking hurdle was insane.
My gosh.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, man.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see Patrick Mahomes throw from his knees in his own end zone to the other end zone.
Left-handed?
Yes.
Don't put it past him. Well, let's fucking hop into it for the fantasy lovers. By the way, did you win? I always ask that.
One big had put up most points in my league, 156 points this week.
Holy shit.
So yeah, just absolutely killed my brother who scored about 99, I think.
Considering the fact of your probably two best players were in the highest scoring game, I think possibly of the season, that probably did help.
Who are those?
That game was awesome. That game was fun to watch. High scoring game. Todd Gurley didn't have a super high scoring game. But Alvin Kamara certainly didn't disappoint.
Yeah, Alvin,
you've been singing his praises since the beginning.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara had 3 touchdowns. Michael Thomas had 12 receptions, 211 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, that was that game was damn good.
Yeah, that game. I mean, as my good friend Brother Nature says, everybody eats in New Orleans. Everybody eats.
Have you seen this fucking guy?
Cue that sound clip.
Oh, my dude, I'll pull it up right now. Hold. I'll fucking bring that shit up. Have you seen the fucking, this guy fucking goes around. It all started because he fucking had some deer in his backyard. And now he fucking blew up, dude. And he's like
he's out there feeding them crackers and stuff.
He's like, and now he's to the point where he's got like huge fucking like bags of fruit and like, here, I'm gonna pull it up. We're definitely queuing that fucking clip.
Yeah. So
hold on. No, I want to see this. Everybody eats. We're probably gonna get sued for using this. Let's see.
Canada brought the whole family outside, man. Baby daddy Keontae over there. Teenage Carmen.
Look, he's got deer.
And all we missing is Canelita. Where the heck is Canelita? Canela, I just got to let you know I'm so freaking happy for you. I'm glad you're not out here being a single, independent mother anymore. Now you got somebody that can help you. Keontae, where you been all these days, bro? Don't try to run away now, Keontae. We want to know where you been at, bro. Canela has had all these hardships on her back, taking care of
Anyways. I don't know where the fucking everybody eats at.
But I'm also the squirrel whisperer, baby.
Call me the squirrel whisperer. Dude, this
What's
dude is
up, baby?
Fucking...
It's your boy, Brother Nature, and I'm back out here with my girl, Snickers.
He's a fucking goat. All right, anyways, back to fucking fantasy. Why'd you have to bring that up? Now I'm just going to fucking read a bunch of fucking clips.
Because I've been thinking about it for an hour. I was just thinking Drew Brees and that guy's voice. Sam. Michael Thomas, come here. Michael Thomas, come here. Who's going to eat? Ben Watson. Alvin Kamara. Kamara, come here. Come here. Bring your friend Traquan Smith.
No shit.
He's going to eat too.
He's going to eat. Everybody. Yeah, dude, fucking Drew Brees, man. He's, I don't know. But you've been talking about the Saints fucking being in it from the get.
That was my pick for the NFC going into the year.
Like, literally, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of the year, they were a little shaky, you know. Their defense was supposed to be better this year, and it's not really showing that it's too hot. So, but that offense has caught its stride, and it is hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think some people who own Kamara in their leagues got a little worried when Ingram came back, you know, that first week or whatever, when Kamara didn't do much. But he was coming off a little bit of a knee thing, and I think Ingram coming back, you know, they just wanted to get him some rest. And the clear number one back in New Orleans is still Kamara, and he's going to produce.
Oh, absolutely. The fact is, I mean, at this point, I think people are penciling in the NFC Championship game already, which, and I think it'd probably be smart to do, of New Orleans and the Rams.
Fuck you, bro.
In the NFC.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck did you just say?
No.
Get out of my house.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty solid choice there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, that's... Yeah, it definitely is one of those things. I mean, you've got Breeze, the veteran who somehow is still producing as a top five quarterback. You got Kamara as one of the best young backs in the league. Michael Thomas. I mean, that offense is clicking very, very well down there. And yeah, I don't really see anyone who's stopping them in that division.
Yeah, me too, man. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
All right. So who are we taking? Obviously, Mahomes, quarterbacks. We'll run through all of them like normal. Quarterbacks, we got Mahomes, Breeze, Brady, if you can get them. Anything else? Anybody else we need to look? You got Goff.
Yeah, I mean, I run with Goff, but and Goff was really good this week. Trubisky, I had him on my bench this week, and that worked out all right because he didn't put up big numbers, so they didn't have to, because Chicago's defense went ape shit. They put up two touchdowns on their own, and you know, so Trubisky didn't have to really work much in that game to get it done. I believe they were playing Buffalo.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I think this game coming up, Trubisky will be playing Detroit, which isn't the greatest matchup for him, but he's going to have to work a little more on that.
Yeah.
So I think he should have a bounce back. Cam Newton going to Pittsburgh. I don't love him on the road, but that Pittsburgh team is soft.
Yeah, they are. But there's one you can think about playing, the New Orleans Saints. What about playing the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton?
Yeah. So that's the one thing I was going to say. I mean, he's going to be down AJ Green, which, you know, hurts him for sure. And we've seen him put up a poor performance against a Chiefs defense that, while improved, I still don't think is a great one. But, yeah, I think they should still put up numbers because that New Orleans defense is pretty dreadful.
Yeah, definitely. And
if you can get you some Tyler Boyd this week, get all you can.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's definitely poised to have pretty big week. And, I mean, if the game was in New Orleans again, I would say I think that game could be another shootout, but the fact it's in Cincinnati and you look at kind of the splits that Breeze has had, I mean, since he's been in New Orleans, he definitely always plays better in the Superdome than he has away from it, but still, I think that game has some sneaky potential to definitely put up some fantasy points all the way around.
Yeah, and I'm going to regret saying this one because this player is... He's regressed into his mid-season form of not doing hardly shit. Alex Smith is going against that Tampa Bay defense, and if he's going to have a game against anybody, he should be able to do it against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's got the matchup. If it was a different quarterback, I'd be a lot more confident, but whether you're playing season-long or you're playing DraftKings, you just go, you close your eyes, and you hit that submit button on that lineup and you just hope for the best, really.
Yeah, I mean, you're really only playing him if he's cheap, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well, who do you got like a running back this week? Because there's a lot of good options this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to run Kamara. That Cincinnati defense has given up a ton of yards for running back. You saw what Kareem Hunt did to them.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, that's a pretty obvious one. I think both the running backs for San Diego, they're playing Oakland, and Oakland, I don't think Oakland's trying.
No.
I think Melvin Gordon or
what are you Austin talking Eckler, about, bro? That record is phenomenal.
Oh, his that last game, man.
Dude, when both 1-7 teams,
third string quarterback.
Yeah.
that was pathetic to watch.
I loved it. I was, we didn't have a show right before that one, but you know, I was everywhere. Everybody I could tell, they're saying they're worried about George Kittle, and I'm saying the Kittle cat's gonna purr. purr, Kittle cat meow. And I love me some George Kittle. I don't know that he's got a great matchup this week, but I do love that dude.
Yeah.
Not to get off track.
Kittle cat.
Get back to the running backs here. Adrian Peterson's interesting. Again, against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay defense is trash.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely could be one of those things. I mean, Peterson having the matchup, and I'm not too sure. I really haven't gotten a chance to go and look into the health status, but Chris Thompson down there, if he's healthy, he might be the other running back in Washington. He might be someone that you can go and look at because he's a lot more active in the pass game than Peterson is. And, I mean, if you can go and fit him in, be able to go and play both against the worst defense against running backs in the league, you could be in for a big game that way.
Yeah. I mean, I think on the cheaper side, Matt Breida might be interesting as well, just with the fact that we saw Mostert get hurt, so Breida's going to get more carries than he would have. I mean, he gets the bulk of the carries there anyway most of the time, but we'd seen that Raheem Mostert was getting more and more and was proving himself, but yeah, he had a nasty injury in that game, and so Breida showed well, and I think he could have a good game against the Giants.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, also the fact of, I mean, it's like every week, it's like clockwork. You got to play Todd Gurley.
Not after last week.
Yeah, I mean, he's expensive, but the only way I'm not playing Todd Gurley is if he's costing $15,000 on DraftKings.
Yeah,
you know, he almost got to play him if he's.
You know he's going to do something.
The most expensive player you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Well, the problem is though, is if you go and, I mean, he's 9-4. I mean, most expensive player I've seen on there was Le'Veon Bell when he was probably a couple years ago, and he was 11,000. Yeah, he was 11,000. But I mean, Todd Gurley this year, there's no game where he hasn't produced. I mean, even last week he put up 19 points, which was still
nothing for him.
Well, I mean, that was nothing for him. But if you,
I mean, that's a lot of points. In the I'm just saying, normally you're getting 25-30.
Yeah, you're getting 25-30. But yeah, 19. If you go and had that from another running back, you'd be pretty happy with that.
I mean, for sure.
Unfortunately, you go and you pay $9,800 for that, but still.
You got to have him.
Exactly. Because if you don't have him, then he goes off for 50 points and 4 touchdowns.
All right, well, let's run through these wide receivers and tight ends. Who are we thinking, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think wide receiver, you got to look at the Saints and Michael Thomas. He had a hell of a game in that last one, and I don't know if you saw it or not.
Oh, yes.
Paid homage to Joe Absolutely. Horn with the cell phone, pulled the cell phone out from underneath.
Yeah, that was the fucking dumbest. I don't know, man.
The cell phone he bought, said he bought it at a liquor store.
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb, but if you remember that when Joe Horn did it, that's kind of who he was paying homage to, and so that part of it was kind of cool.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they said he had
I was kind of like, what the fuck is this doing with a flip phone?
They said he had to buy two. They said he had to buy two phones and put it under each goalpost because he didn't know which one he was going to be scoring at.
That's funny. Well, I'm just happy that the fucking Rams lost one.
And like I mentioned earlier, Tyler Boyd is going to eat in this game against New Orleans.
Everybody eats.
Mostly because and it ain't that everybody eats at Cincinnati because they're running out of people to throw it to. But
yeah.
he's been good all year, and he's going to get even more targets. He's going to be a target monster in this one.
Oh, definitely. I mean, definitely Boyd's going to be the one getting the bulk of the targets. But, I mean, if you look at, I think, the Rams, all the receivers, I mean, Cooks, Woods, Kupp, I think they're in for a big week because I think a lot of people keep thinking that that Seattle defense is that Legion of Boom defense. And that defense is not nearly as good as what they were.
No, they're not.
So
I mean, they've been playing a little better as we've gotten into the season, but yeah, they're nothing like they used to be.
No.
And the point you made on the Rams receivers, you know, Cooper Kupp coming off that injury and having an awesome bounce back week, and that dude, you know, I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere and was a nice little story the last year, and you know, he was a decent player, but he's a legit top 10, top 15 receiver this year in the league.
And absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
He's doing big things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the West Coast version of Adam Thielen.
Absolutely.
Thielen. All right, tight ends to finish her up. What, obviously, Kelsey. I had somebody say they were taking Gronk still, but I didn't.
He's been injured too much.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't get the play.
Yeah, he didn't even play this last game, and he hasn't. I mean, he hasn't put up big numbers all year. I'm staying away from Gronk. Kind of interesting. Again, I mean, we keep going back to New Orleans, but old man Ben Watson, who is like, I don't know, the dude's like 36 years old.
Yeah,
he's got back to back weeks with a touchdown. And, you know, 50 or 60 yards, I think. I mean, he's probably cheap. And
which is what you want your tight end to do.
Got a good shot of getting a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, other than that,
that's not, it.
I'm seeing a lot of great. I mean, yeah, I mean, Kelsey, if you're going expensive, you know, maybe Trey Burton with Chicago isn't a bad pick. You know, just not. I mean, Greg Olson's been pretty decent these last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and he's got a good matchup against Pittsburgh. I could see him getting in the end zone.
Yeah, definitely
need some points there.
Yeah, definitely. The, I mean, outside of Kelsey, definitely Ben Watson. I looked; he's 3,400, so that's definitely a cheap option for you. But
yeah, give me that all day.
Yeah, the guy that I'm kind of looking at outside of Kelsey, 5,300, going up against Washington is OJ Howard, and he's had a pretty good season this year. I mean, he's had a couple games with multiple touchdowns, getting into the field. Whoever the quarterback is on the field is definitely looking for him. He's big, he's athletic, and I mean, he's young, so he's just getting better. So I think they're just going to keep feeding him the ball. So
yeah, he had what, two touchdowns last week against Carolina, and then I think a touchdown the week before that against Cincinnati. And yeah, he's putting up good numbers. Actually, throughout most of the year, he's put up good numbers.
Yeah, no matter who's been on no matter who's been his quarterback, whether it's been, you know, Jameis Winston or Brian Fitzpatrick, or back to Winston, then Fitzpatrick, and sometimes switch in the middle of the game. So
yeah, it's magic, baby. the other guy has came on just these last 2 weeks. I guess. He's had a couple. I mean, he wasn't great against Kansas City or Pittsburgh the week before that. But Njoku going against Atlanta, like I said, he's kind of hit or miss. He has a couple good weeks here and there. I don't love him, but if he's cheap, you know, maybe I throw him.
I'm sure he's got to be.
Yeah, he's definitely a cheap option this week.
But it's someone, if you have no other, I mean.
If you got to have the savings to go and fit in the guys who, you know, sometimes you got to go and, as they call, punt. You just got to put a guy in. You're looking, you're like, I'm hoping for 8 points out of him so you can go.
But then he returns that punt, baby.
Well, I mean, the big thing is, though, is if we go and we end on kicker, I mean, we're both going to agree the kicker that you want to have is Greg the Leg Zuerlein.
That's right. I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to.
Yeah, it's your favorite thing to say. So Zuerlein for sure. Butker, if you can get him.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and try to take defenses just for your season long if you're looking for somebody to stream.
Chicago.
I don't love the Jets defense because they didn't do great against Miami last week, but they're playing Buffalo, and Buffalo's offense is a train wreck. But yeah.
Well, Chicago, Buffalo got whacked by fucking Chicago last week, so.
Yes.
Awkward. Well, before you go, bro, we got fucking this. I don't know if I can play this ad. Well, it's on there, so fuck it. I'll just talk over it. Just for you, bro. No, it's fine. I think I
found it. As much as it probably pains. Go ahead.
I'm out here eating crackers with my pet deer. His name is Money. I want everybody to meet him.
All right, go ahead. Sorry. I'm still on Brother Nature, dude.
Is there something playing or not?
No, no, no. You're good.
Okay. No, I mean, as much as it pains Brother Nature, and, you know, shout out to Brother Nature, but
yeah,
you know, anybody from this part of the country, or really any hillbilly in any part of the country, knows that it's November and it's deer season, and I'm about to go murder some deer. And I do not discriminate, big or small.
I'm taking you
antlers
out.
Antlers or not, I will kill them all.
Well, you love them baby back straps.
Well, yeah, I mean, your back strap and release is really what you call it, you know. But yeah, if I can get a deer that I can pick up with one hand, you know, I ain't mad about it.
You're just murdering out here, bro.
I just, you know, it's just my favorite time of year, so... Yeah, don't expect me to watch much football this weekend because I will be in the woods.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see what we can bring up. I know that we got people coming into town and all that other stuff, so maybe they'll take your spot. But as always, man, thank you for being on. Thank you for fucking keeping it classy. and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Later, man.
Everybody eat. Peace.
See you, bro.
Bye.
Yeah. Just for you, here it is.
Outside, we be lit out here, man. We love the woods.
Oh, here you haven't
seen it. We love it all.
Oh shit! I closed it up. Look at this. This is what he's talking about.
That's a good cracker, right, bro? I already know. But yeah, man. Y'all see it, man. This shit ain't regular, man. Who got a pet deer? Let me know. Everybody know it's no games out here, bro. Like, we don't really be out here. Like, the whole deer squad don't be out here. I got Bambi over here. I got Canela over there.
Canela.
I got Money right there. What's your name? Lola. Come on, Lola. Eat that. That's good. That's all good. But it's just a happy old deer family out here, man. That's all we is. Here you go. Eat that good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Squad.
Squad.
Come on, you want some too? Oh, you're a little scared. It's all right. I'll just throw it to you. Money done brought the squad over here. Here you go, Money. Sorry, everybody eats around here, Money. You already know what's up. To me.
Shout out.
With his baby.
I feel like we might need to stop playing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got one more thing in sports, though.
Yeah.
They'll close us out. What do you got?
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd.
Coming back.
Who's he fighting now? McGregor. Just kidding.
Rocky Marciano.
Yeah.
He is fighting a kickboxer out of Japan.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. He's...
Is he big?
No, very small. He's a big-time fighter, but he's a very small individual.
So how did this fight come about?
I apparently... He's probably thinking like...
Everybody eats.
Yeah, sorry. Apparently. Well, Floyd's thinking, he's like, I've just spent $500 million. I gotta eat.
Yeah, no shit.
But yeah, they said it's going to be like December 31st in like Tokyo.
Oh, apparently. Damn.
They haven't figured out the rules of it yet.
Yeah, because my thing is that I always think about with that, like, I give props to McGregor, not fucking raising your leg to like just fucking punch somebody, like, you know, or not punch somebody, but kick someone right in the fucking face.
Oh, exactly.
The discipline to come from that type of discipline in martial arts to like just using your hands. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'd be a weird transition.
There's a part of him who I guarantee Dana White went to the Fertittas, who I think at the time still owned it, saying, like, whatever he's going to make, we match. And you go and tell McGregor and say, as soon as you get in there, as soon as it get, just kick him in the head.
Dude, he wouldn't be ready for it.
As hard as you can.
God, you break your foot, man.
And then just go and, well, I mean, he's wearing, he's wearing boxing, you know, he's wearing boots at the time. So, I don't know, you go and you break, and then all of a sudden you jump and just jump into your crowd.
Dude, he would get shot.
Well, I mean, considering how, well, I mean.
Look at the Khabib fight.
Yeah, exactly. But still, if he goes and just starts running, he's like, just run towards the Irish.
Yeah, no shit.
And they're like, you know what? We will have a giant bag of money waiting for you.
In Tokyo.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking interesting. I'm gonna have to read up on this.
I get a
tweet at us if you got some good stories.
Yeah, I get a I went to Brewtop for dinner, and a guy that I've met up there, he's a giant Floyd Mayweather fan.
Uh huh.
And I said,
the guy that always wears all the TMT shit.
Yes,
dude, that dude. This dude, I'm telling you, people, this dude rocks this shit. Like, he knows Floyd. Like,
he does.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, then I don't fucking... I mean, I was just saying, like, he fucking owns it. Like, he's just,
yeah,
like,
I mean, he... And I've asked him before, and it's a pretty crazy story how he actually went and got to hang out with him,
mm-hmm.
like, watch him train. He got real close for the fight. He actually hung out with him after a fight.
Damn.
It's insane. But I asked him, and I said, so...
Why does he live here, then?
He's lived here, but he goes out to Vegas a lot.
Oh, gotcha. Is he rich?
Huh?
Is he rich?
Nah.
I mean...
He has a good job.
Oh, okay.
And I asked him...
I go to Vegas a lot, I guess. It doesn't really matter.
And I asked him, and I said, so you looked up prices for the flight? And he said, yeah. Yeah, I have. And I said, and he's like, unfortunately, you know, I got a girl and a little baby girl and a woman at home now. So
yeah.
I said, if it wasn't for that, he said, would I already be on my credit card?
Damn. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think no matter what, I mean, watching that guy fight, I mean, he's the GOAT, man.
It's gonna be nothing but money.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm gonna end it there. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Always sticking with us. I can't say it enough. Thank you. Really. From the bottom of our hearts. You know, I mean, wherever Alex is, I don't know. But seriously, thank you guys so much for the support. Tweet at us and follow us at OMCPOD. Shoot us an email, please. The ones that we've gotten, we appreciate you. We've written you back. But OMCPOD@gmail.com. And you can follow me at Bryce Meehan. You can follow Alex at I Like Dudes. now yours at RatPacker99. So yeah, thank you guys so much. And yeah, we'll see you, or we'll talk to you next week. Hit them with it, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Bryce said, we thank you for being with us through this journey through 20 episodes. There are a few shout outs that I want to give today. I want to give a shout out to Brother Nature, making sure all of us eat.
Nice.
I want to give a shout out to everyone who went and exercised their constitutional right to vote today, whether you voted one way or the other, just go out and vote. And also, I want to give a special shout out to Ray coming on, giving us the football knowledge to help you win the money.
About everybody eating.
Everybody eating. And also... Like every week, I want to go and give a special shout out to Dean Del Rey for being on the show, yeah, calling
Dean,
in.
Dean, seriously.
Thank you so much.
The time that you take is amazing.
Thank you so much, man. And also, I just want everyone to remember, peace.